This is Not Alive
with Zach
on 96.5.
This is Not Alive's late night news.
In the news tonight, Campbell Newman is throwing a pizza party for all his MPs. I hear his only request is that the pizzas have no anchovies.
As long as that is done, we're very happy.
Now in international news, an artist overseas is becoming famous for the human-sized bird nest he's making that people could live in. People living in animal houses? That's not new. My room's been a pigsty for years.
Late night news.
Federal MP Craig Emerson has caused controversy where it appears he's fallen asleep during a community cabinet meeting. It was embarrassing for the people there when they realised he was asleep. It was more embarrassing when his alarm went off and this started playing.
No why I'll wipe out there on my TV. No why I'll wipe out there on my TV. Shocking me right out of my brain.
And finally tonight, the biggest news to happen in Queensland today. Brisbane has been selected to hold the G20 summit in a couple of years' time. Now, the G20 is not to be confused with the Cricket's 2020. The Cricket's 2020 is where representatives from different countries come together and try to catch each other out, whereas the G20 is where representatives from different countries come together and try to catch you. Hang on a second.
Late night news.
This is Not Alive
with Zach
on 96.5.
Now, there's a shopping centre just down the road from where the studios are here at 96.5, and I often go down there in the afternoon, you know, for like a sneaky jam donut or something like that. Bit of afternoon tea. And when you go out there, there's like a house directly opposite, right? And then the other day, I was like driving out of there and I was stuck at some lights and I was just staring at this house, and on the back porch, there was an owl just sitting out on the veranda on the sort of, I don't know, handrail there, I guess. And I thought, this is amazing. An owl in broad daylight just sitting out on someone's porch. And then I sort of thought, this is actually incredible, because the owl was just staring straight at me. And I'm like, not only is this owl out in broad daylight, but it has continued to hold my eye contact for about 2 minutes now. It was a little after that that I realized the owl was, in fact, a statue. Yeah, it was very embarrassing. So I was wondering, on 3369 9999, is there anyone else out there like me? When have you thought something was real and it turned out to be fake? Narelle, do you have a story for us?
I do, but it's the other way around.
Okay, how does that work?
How it works is I was standing in this department store.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for somebody, so I was standing really, really still.
Okay.
And I was looking up at the escalator waiting for somebody. And all of a sudden I felt this little hand.
Okay.
And it was this little boy. I turned around and he got the shock of his life. Because he thought I was a mannequin.
Wow.
It was priceless.
Maybe if you have those abilities, you might be able to make some money as, like, one of those people who covers themselves in, like, gold paint and pretends they're a statue at South Bank.
Yeah, that's right.
There could be career possibilities.
It could be. It was very, very funny. And that poor child is running back to his dad. It was funny.
I'm sure
that was my story.
I'm sure it's a lesson learnt for him.
Yes, I'd say so.
Night Alive, sleep talking.
Yeah, I'm sleep.
Hello, pretty panda.
I'm sleep talking.
The story goes like this. I have three sisters that all do quote unquote like proper jobs. Like one of them studying to be a nurse, one's a teacher, and one's a dental nurse. So like when we talk about me being on the radio, they don't really think that that's a very difficult job to do. So that sort of got me thinking, how difficult is it to be a radio announcer? Is it so easy that I could do it in my sleep? So each week, I like to set myself a challenge of doing my job in my sleep. Now, I set my alarm for 4 a.m. this morning, and when it went off, I had to pick up my phone instantly and record a voice break of myself talking about Adele. At the time, I thought it was really good. When I woke up in the morning, a little bit different. Have a listen for yourself.
96.5's Not Alive. Zach with you.
hanging out on your radio. That's Adele. She's just come back from a tour where she sung and danced every night. Her favorite thing to do is to make cubby houses and make ones with her spare time. See you around, gonna eat some stuff on the way. It's Adele making horses. 96.5, Zach with you. It's not alive.
Needless to say, when I woke up in the morning and listened back to that, I was very confused. Apparently, the radio show I run in my sleep, we come out of an Adele song and go back into an Adele song. And in the middle, I make up facts about Adele, like her favorite thing to do is make cubby houses. I don't know. Hopefully, I do better next week.
Yeah, I'm asleep.
Hello, pretty panda.
I'm sleep talking.
This is Not Alive with Zach on 96.5.
Warning. This should be played at high volume.
Hannah's entertainment headlines.
That is correct. Hannah's got all our entertainment headlines. Hannah, what's making news?
Well, it's always good to know who your biggest fans are. And for Cheryl Cole, she found out that one of the royals loves her work.
Really? Royals? Now, I imagine it's not the Queen. I'm thinking a bit younger.
Yeah, a little bit more hip.
Who is it?
Kate Middleton.
Ah, yeah. The new Duchess, is it?
Yeah, the new Duchess. She had a little meet and greet with her a little while ago, and turns out she's a massive fan.
That must be a perk of being a royal. Can you just meet anyone you want to? Do you just say, I would like to meet that person?
Tea and biscuits, come over. It's that easy.
Do you think that would be like a rap, like finding out that they're a big fan? Do you think that's like, you know, a big rap pat on the shoulder for you? Or do you think that puts pressure on you to go, oh no, like, I hope Kate likes my new song.
We also have some very interesting news tonight about Coldplay. They've actually developed a 6-part comic series, which will be coming out next year.
Ah, okay.
And it's all based on the name Milo Xyloto.
Okay.
Yeah, that was how they got inspired for their album name.
Well, actually, that makes a little bit of sense because there's Charlie Brown on the album, which apparently the working title was Cartoon Hearts. So that has a bit of like a sort of comic sort of
just
behind
kids,
it. And then the latest one is Princess of China, which is like princess, is a bit cartoony.
Yeah, definitely. It's very Disney. So they said the inspiration came from a xylophone, xylo, and then toe for the toe bit. Don't know what the toe does. I don't know if you play the xylophone with your toe. I'm not too sure where they were going with that. But we should find out everything next year.
Oh, very interesting. We'll stay tuned for that. Thanks for coming in, Hannah.
This is Not Alive with Zach on 96.5.